If you're part of the aging LGBTQ community in King County, you're more likely than other seniors to experience poor health. That's according to a study released by the University of Washington this month. Karen Fredrickson-Goldson is the lead author of the study, and she says older lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer adults face many of the same challenges as other seniors. But
layered on top of that are some of these unique concerns. We do know that they are at risk of social isolation. And we do know that there are members within the community that if they wake up and they feel sick, they're facing a health challenge, that they really don't have anyone in a network or anyone to help them provide care. So they may not know that they need to go to a doctor. They need assistance. Many of these people have really peer-based, friend-based support networks. We're really concerned about many of the long-term survivors who actually have outlived their friends, and all of a sudden they're alone. They don't have a support network. And we see this more common among LGBT older adults because they may not have many of the cross-generational ties that other older adults have, especially for the long-term survivors. That's not true for all LGBTQ older adults. There's many of these older adults that are really in a very supportive network, but we still see that 45% live alone, and 1 in 6 are really fearful of receiving services outside the community.
Why is that the case? Why is 1 in 6 people in the elderly LGBTQ community in King County fearful of receiving services outside that community?
We really have to think about the historical context in which these people came of age. Many of them throughout their lifetime have experienced really severe discrimination and victimization. 70% have been physically assaulted. 40% have been threatened with physical violence. 2/3 have actually experienced 3 or more types of victimization. So this, in fact, really, I think, helps create this reluctance. What's interesting is the historical context is important, but it's not the only thing that's happening here, because most also report ongoing discrimination, where they're hearing insults, stereotypes, people are laughing at jokes. So there's this kind of onslaught of ongoing stigma that surrounds their lives. And so that also kind of reinforces it, even though in some ways the historical context is changing.
That context you talked about, those unique challenges that people here in King County are facing who are LGBTQ, how does that differ from challenges that LGBTQ elderly people in other cities might be facing?
One thing that I've really noticed in Seattle is, first of all, we really don't have services that have been designed for LGBTQ older adults, or we don't even have an agency or a particular service if people are looking around to get information or assistance that has been specifically designed and tailored for LGBT older adults. This is very different than most other large cities, for example, in New York, San Francisco, LA, Boston, Chicago. Most large cities actually at this point have those kinds of services developed. And I think part of what's occurring in Seattle is it's a very progressive city. And I think underneath it, people really think that the needs of these people would be being met. But they're very invisible. LGBT aging up until this point in this area has really largely been invisible. That's not to say that some services haven't tried to do an outreach project or tried to do some training. But there hasn't been sort of a cohesive, comprehensive approach to address the needs of this population.
I'm talking with Karen Fredrickson-Goldson. She's a professor of social work at the University of Washington. She's also the lead author of a study looking at some of the unique challenges that seniors who are gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and queer face here in King County. Part of that study was also looking at what kinds of risks that community faces in cities all over the country. As you looked at some of the risks that this community faces here in Seattle, which risks are the biggest priority to focus on?
One risk is that because they've been largely invisible, when we talk to providers, many providers, they want to assist LGBTQ older adults, but they think nobody like this is in their caseload. Well, in fact, in all services, LGBTQ people are there, but they are so invisible that what we have learned from that is that many of their needs aren't being met, or they're not addressing any of the unique needs. For example, the different kinds of support structures that they might have, or the different ways to connect them back with any community resources. And so what I think is really important is first really focusing on developing an evidence-based cultural capacity training program. Because we can use the information developed from this research, we can really ensure that we're meeting the specific needs, and we're going to evaluate it. And then we're going to come back if we need to make changes and modify it, and then it go to full scale. But this is we're recommending a pilot project. Our other key recommendation is to develop a support system that's both peer-based and cross-generational, and a one-stop information and referral specifically for LGBTQ older adults. That is also very important in Seattle.
You specifically talked about how an evidence-based curriculum to address the unique needs of this community needs to be developed. What exactly do providers need to learn about assessing those needs?
First of all, how do you ensure that the agency is supportive? Also, how do you design questions that elicit the kinds of information so you really truly understand people's lives? And then if people do identify or they talk about, you know, a partner or a best friend, you know, how is it that you respond to that? Because a lot of these issues, they're really a communication issue. And again, some people may be supportive, but they just don't know how to respond. And so they think it's better just not to say anything. Mm-hmm. And that is not the case. The case is to how to respond in a supportive, welcoming way, and then be able to best meet those needs. And then to be able to think, too, about the kinds of services this person might need, given the different configuration of risks and protective factors in their lives.
That's Karen Fredrickson-Goldson. She's the lead author of a study that finds the aging LGBTQ community in King County is at more risk of poor health and distress than other seniors.